Here is a longtime NFLer, diehard Clipper fan from LA. We've spoken to him many, many times about Kawhi Leonard and the pursuit of Kawhi Leonard. Marcellus, how are you feeling about this most recent development that Kawhi Leonard was on the team plane flying up to Toronto to meet the Raptors today?
I'm glad you asked me how am I feeling, because I'm not feeling good about it, if you really want to know. No one's flying not only cross-country, but out the country to tell someone goodbye, but thanks for the one-way ticket so I can now help my moving expenses and go back to L.A. I really feel that he's going up there to kind of bask in the celebration and continue the greatness of Kawhi Leonard as a Toronto Raptor. Now I think that he should come to the Clippers, but then I'll get into my fandom and really take this segment off the rails. But we're still pursuing him. We hope we can get him. But I would have to say that all three teams, including the Lakers, all the balls are in the air. But if I had to predict where they land, I think that Toronto, you guys are going to get your guy again.
Marcellus, could you take some solace in the fact that if he comes to Toronto, at least it's not the Lakers?
Oh, you know how I think. We know each other very well, don't we? Because that was the first thought I had when I'm still trying to chew on it. I haven't digested it, and I certainly don't want to. But there is some solace. There is a silver lining of, whoo, at least he didn't say I wanted to come home, but wanted to go to that team and play in the same building and wear the purple and old. So I was glad about that, if that's the reality. But the truth is, man, you really can't be happy if you don't get a Kawhi Leonard, especially if you're a Clipper fan. We've been really setting our sights on this guy, and Jerry West we trust, and we just really thought that this was going to be a marriage. This is a very deep team we have. We think that what Kawhi did with Toronto, he can do the same with the Clippers, which is bring the first championship home. We got a deep team that's ready to roll, but we need that cherry on top, and we hope it's Kawhi, but because of the Supermax, you know, he can align his career up to get 10 years, get the Supermax from Toronto. The fact that he's there, and there is some familiarity and comfort in that. I just didn't think that he wanted to stay there because, let's be real, if he wins another championship there, that championship will be lesser than the one he just won in terms of how it's going to land emotionally, in terms of impact. Yeah, a championship is nothing to sneeze at, but in terms of impact versus him going to the Clippers and bringing them a championship, now you won three championships with three different teams, and you will have that same energy, that same impact. You will be forever remembered in the same respect as he is right now in Toronto. Respect to Kawhi Leonard in San Antonio, but they're not looking at him as necessarily even on the Mount Rushmore. So I thought that he was kind of into that narrative, and if he is fully into that narrative, it may be better to leave Toronto, because if you win another one there, as the Golden State Warriors, it starts to go from joy to just relief, and that's a different ballgame.
With Marcellus Wiley, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, this first one, I mean, I can't even express to you what this celebration was like up in Toronto. I'm sure you saw all the pictures and the videos, and you saw everything going viral online, but unprecedented. I mean, people have they still cannot believe, a lot of people in Toronto, that the Raptors found a way to win a title, and in large part because of what Kawhi Leonard supplied. But you know, you detail what the Clippers are all about, but the fact is they're not the Raptors. You know, they're a good team, but they're not the Raptors. So I think really what it comes down to, Marcellus, is if he wants to win a title, he thinks he can win. He's got a better opportunity to win one here in Toronto than he does with the Clippers, because the Clippers don't have Siakam. They don't have Lowry. They don't have Van Vliet and Ibaka coming off the bench. Like, they just don't. So, you know, I think that's the pitch.
Yeah, that's an argument no one in their right mind can refute. Then you add to it whatever the pathway may look like in the East versus the West. We obviously know that there's a shift in the balance of powers with Golden State being crumbled and what the Lakers have done. And look at Utah. Look at Phoenix. Look at Denver. All these teams in the West are really stacking up. And then you forget that Dallas is going to have two stars next year with the help of Porzingis The East is no easier, but it's familiar. And if you're Kawhi, I just think it really comes down to that familiarity and, hey, let's run it back. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Where are we going? Where are you going until we realize that this is no more? So I have to give the slight edge despite my fan response and my energy I have for the Clippers. I do think slightly the advantages with Toronto.
Marcellus, the athletes generally, hockey players specifically, like familiarity. They like routine. They like the same town, same team, same practically, all those different things. Where did you come down on that when you moved around different teams? Like, did you love the idea of playing for the same team and weren't interested in exploring other options? Because basketball seems like they don't mind doing that.
Guys are moving around.
Yeah, a little more so than perhaps some of the other sports.
Yeah, I'll be truthful with you that I used to rationalize my decisions. So my decision wasn't based on familiarity because it was a part of my ingredients in terms of what my mental formula was, but my calculations had higher priorities than just familiarity. Let's be real. The team construction, the organization, mm-hmm. the pay, how much the compensation is, mm-hmm. all trumps familiarity. So once I got to a place, if I were to stay or resign or continue, it felt familiar and that was a validation. But if I went somewhere else, I would use that jolt of energy and the fact that I don't know which way is up. And that's exciting as my validation. So I think that it all depends on the individual and those circumstances. But let me tell you one thing from my Buffalo Bills days, and I still feel this way. Outside of Los Angeles, which is my home, my favorite city in the world is Toronto, Canada. So
yeah,
for Kawhi Leonard, who is a L.A. native, I can understand why he's fallen in love with that place, and it's a hard decision to make.
With Marcellus Wiley from FS1, longtime NFLer and diehard Clipper fan. Again, nothing has been confirmed until we hear it from either Kawhi or one of the three teams that he has locked in on a decision. All the balls are still up in the air. But if it gets to a point where Leonard decides to either re-sign in Toronto or sign with the Lakers, man, the Clippers are going to have to really reflect on what happened here. And I can't imagine Steve Ballmer is going to handle that news well, because they have gone all in on this recruitment process. They wanted two max guys, not just Kawhi. They wanted in on Durant. They wanted in on Kyrie Irving, in on Jimmy Butler. If they fail to lock down a superstar, what's going to happen with the Clippers?
Yeah, it's tough sled, man. I don't think an overreaction is necessary. You think about what you've constructed here and the culture, which is a newer culture than what you're talking about in your crosstown rivals with the Lakers. Difference between the Nets and the Knicks, I think a lot of people are making parallels between that and then what's going on with the Clippers and the Lakers, is not only are the Lakers a story franchise, but the Lakers have arguably the best player in the game in LeBron James, certainly the king of basketball in terms of all things related to basketball in LeBron James. The Knicks didn't have that, so it was easier for the Nets to pull off the coup and get Kyrie and KD. It's that much more difficult to do that when you're the Clippers, and then you look in the same building, and the best player in basketball is on the other team. So it just kind of still restores the shine and the luster of what the Lakers brand is. And that sometimes casts a shadow over these players. Some guys don't care, but more guys do than not. They kind of go to the brand and want that to help uplift their legacy. So what does it mean for the Clippers? You got to keep sledding. You got to keep trekking. You can't all of a sudden abandon the path that has gotten you this far. And they have so many assets, so many draft picks going forward. And it's still a playoff team without a superstar. So they still can sneak into the playoffs and make some noise, but
that's a very bullish outlook there, Marcellus, that they're a playoff team with their roster right now next year.
Well, I mean, it's the same roster they had that made the playoffs last year that some say overachieved, some say, hey, yeah, man, they let some games get by. But I think this is a team that's just going to fight to be what they are, which is a team on the rise but still needs those superstars to make it get over the hump.
Well, let me get you out of here on this. You're from L.A., you live in L.A., you know L.A. If Kawhi were to sign with the Clippers, how would you compare the popularity of his brand in that city, if that were to happen, with that of LeBron James and his brand as a Los Angeles Laker? Could it possibly compare?
Woo! Oh, man, I would love to say yeah, but it won't.
No.
Two reasons. It won't. One, you don't have the same reach in terms of franchise bandwidth. The Lakers are the Lakers. I mean, this is a worldwide brand. Two, the individuals. LeBron will put all efforts into not only being the best player on the court, but to make sure you notice that he's the best player on the court through his social media, through his Hollywood connections, his entertainment company. Kawhi is just going to play and go home. And in L.A., and you know, the entertainment capital of the world, in Tinseltown, hey, they want some sizzle with that substance. And Kawhi is not going to give them that sizzle. So he will just fade into second place versus a LeBron James. But let's be real about that. That second place in L.A. is still huge and bigger than most in most markets.
Yeah, no question, man. Well, we'll see where it goes. We wish you nothing but luck and success in the future, Marcellus. And the
just
NFL.
Not in the next three, 4 days.
No, we don't. We're lying to you. That is blatantly lying. We don't wish you any luck or any success. And we'll see where this goes, and we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you, buddy.
All right. Bad luck to you guys as well. We'll talk soon.
You got it. There's Marcellus Wiley, who joins us every week during the NFL season. And very nice of him to find some time for us this afternoon.